I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Israel continues ground strikes in Gaza after starting the war's second phase against Hamas militants this weekend. Israel began a big push into the Gaza Strip on Friday and renewed calls for people to move out of the war zone. But many Palestinians have reportedly stayed in Gaza City. Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle says
Hamas actually blocked the Palestinians from getting out. And this is what we're getting from Palestinians in Gaza.
Uncharted Ministries supports believers on both sides of the conflict. Read the full story online to request a prayer guide.
We're seeing text messages going back and forth. Palestinian and Jewish believers are coming together and supporting each other, which is a beautiful thing to see the body of Christ operating that way. The news, politics, everything would divide, but the love of Christ unites.
And most U.S. parents agree giving kids a religious foundation is important. But how? A study by the Barna Group shows 73% of American parents are at least somewhat concerned about their child's spirituality, with 37% saying they're very concerned. Yet Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids Ministry says
many parents have no idea where to start, especially young parents, where they probably didn't grow up having devotions, didn't grow up having quiet time, didn't get trained in discipleship.
It's never too late to intentionally pour into your child's faith foundation with God's Word.
A great place to start would be getting a Keys for Kids or an Unlocked free devotional and just begin helping kids go through one of those.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.